Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. Just the other night, as I was driving home from Dallas, an SUV zoomed past me, and I could see the kids sitting in the back seat watching a video. Wall-E, it was, right there in the back seat. So, since I had never seen the movie, I sped up and stayed right on their bumper to watch it. It wasn't quite as relaxing as a drive-in theater, but sometimes you have to take what you can get. The movie wasn't half bad, even without sound, but when it was over, I started feeling sorry for those kids, as well as all the other kids of today. They're not near as lucky as we were when we were kids. Kids of today never go anywhere without a handheld video game or a stack of movies. And it doesn't matter if they're driving to Washington to visit the Smithsonian, or they're going down the street to Walmart. See kid, see car. See kid in car. See kid in car watching Wall-E. See parents thankful their kid is quiet for a couple of hours. Now, when we were kids, we didn't have such things as video games and DVD players and cell phones and text messaging. No, sir. We had it much better. We had comic books and Etch-a-Sketch and portable chess games and maps so we'd know where we were. And if we got tired of all those luxuries, we made up games like Count the Roadkill Between Towns or Stare Your Brother Down Until He Punches You in the Eye. But my favorite long trip activity was to follow our route on a map, marking off the towns as we passed them. I'd say, "We're coming up on Childress, only 509 more miles till we get to Wolf Creek Pass." And when we got to the other side of Childress, I'd say, "That was Childress. Next town is Memphis, only 506 miles to Wolf Creek Pass." I'd do my little human GPS thing until my dad would say, "I'm coming up on a truck stop, and I'm going to leave you there if you mention one more time how many miles we have until Wolf Creek Pass." Kids these days don't care about maps. They don't appreciate the joys of unfolding a new one, then trying to fold it back exactly the way it came, which, as we all know, is impossible. Maps are part of our American legacy. Our founding fathers came to this country using maps. They founded Virginia using maps. They went west and discovered Hollywood, Rodeo Drive, and big screen televisions using maps. Of course, those maps were not folded. They were rolled up. Trying to fold a map back then would have taken precious time away from exploring the new world. And that sense of exploration is what is missing in the kids of today. But it's not all their fault. When we were kids, parents were much more inventive and creative than the parents of today. They had to make up things to do, tell stories, challenge kids at who could be the quietest the longest, and a whole lot of other fun-loving trip activities, like count the utility poles between Dallas and Amarillo. Parents had to think on their feet. They had to manage crisis on the go. They had to be sneaky and resourceful. Parents today are taking the easy way out of traveling when they say, "Hey, just put another video in the machine." Those parents are actually sending a message to their children that it's better to interact with Disney instead of with the people and the world around them. Well, I say, instead of letting little Johnny watch The Lion King, let him count the buzzards that are circling that dead cow out in the middle of the pasture between Amarillo and Dumas. Let him experience the circle of life up close and personal, and in extreme high definition. So the next time you go on a trip, whether it be to Branson, Missouri, or the Kmart down the street, I dare you, I triple dog dare you, to leave the DVDs and the video games at home and come up with something to do on your own. Flex those little gray cells up there in that noggin of yours. When you do, that's when the true adventures will really begin.